Research conducted by the Czech charity People in Need 2 years ago suggested that nearly 3/4 of school-age boys in this country had a negative attitude towards homosexuality. A recently published European study indicates that the situation is not improving and that homophobia is still a widespread problem in Czech schools. In light of the findings, the Czech government is producing a teacher's manual to tackle the problem. Earlier, I spoke to Lucie Otahalova, who's behind the project. I asked her first about the scale of the problem faced.
Well, the thing is, we don't have much data at the moment. There were two researchers, so to say, so we only, the reliable data we have says that at schools there is the percentage of homophobia is about 1/3. So when we are looking at the group of students who are LGBT, so to say gay, lesbian, bisexual or transgender, 1/3, approximately 1/3 of those students have encountered homophobia, that is bullying or harassment in their lives.
And am I right in thinking that you seem to suspect that it could also be a problem in Czech schools amongst certain Czech teachers?
Well, yes, that's a thing that quite surprised us and me also, that also Czech teachers were those, well, it was not many cases. It was a small group, but the research indicated that also Czech teachers might have problem with homophobia and might sometimes, in a small percentage of cases, be those who are the perpetrators.
Can you tell me a bit about this manual that you want to make to counter that, the kind of content, the kind of thing that's going to be in this manual and who it's going to be for?
Well, the manual should be for teachers, basically, so that they can use it when they encounter a case of homophobia or homophobic harassment or bullying. And basically, it should define what homophobia is, that the what kind of problems students who are LGBT may encounter in their lives, and teachers should know how to deal with these cases.
Do you think that a manual, a book, can really help stop harassment which takes place outside of school and in school playgrounds and just in groups of children amongst themselves?
Well, that's that's a good question. Well, a book never solves anything completely. It should be, it's a starting point, let's say. It's a starting point, and our aim, our idea is to start the discussion at schools, because we are aware that LGBT issues are somehow in most cases issues that are not really discussed at schools. And we need these issues to come out of the closet, to be discussed. And in this way, we would like to gradually start, let's say, a decrease of homophobic incidents.
That was Lucie Otahalova from the government's Human Rights Commission, whom I spoke to.